With more than two-thirds of adults in the United States overweight or obese, doctors are desperate to find ways to help people lose weight. One strategy, comprehensive counseling, often works, but some Philadelphia-area researchers argue that the job should go to a broader range of healthcare providers. Details from WHYY's Jessica McDonald.
3 years ago, the federal government agreed to reimburse primary care providers for counseling sessions designed to help Medicare and Medicaid patients lose weight. To find out how effective that counseling might be, Penn Center for Weight and Eating Disorder Director Tom Wadden says his team scoured the medical literature, but they couldn't find a single study evaluating primary care docs.
And there's a good reason that we couldn't find any studies. Primary care practitioners are among the busiest people in the world, you know, taking care of just so many different health problems that they encounter each day. So I really don't think that they have time to meet weekly or every other week to provide weight loss counseling.
The team did, however, find 12 studies where registered dietitians, exercise specialists, and others successfully helped patients shed some pounds. Co-author and Drexel psychologist Megan Buttrin says the most effective programs combine diet and exercise with behavioral skills to help people keep on target.
Overweight and obese adults should feel very encouraged that if they participate in a high-quality behavioral treatment program, that they're likely to lose enough weight to have a meaningful impact on their health.
Losing even 5% of a person's body weight, she says, can reduce the risk of type 2 diabetes and help with sleep apnea and high blood pressure. But with so few physicians offering the services, Wadden and Buttrin say reimbursement should be extended to other specialists who are more available to counsel, and do so at lower cost. I'm Jessica McDonald, WHYY News.